With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Yes, the trade war with China is still an issue farmers and ranchers in the U.S. are dealing with. It's a big frustration for farmers in particular who are now looking at numbers that tell the story of just how bad a year they've had. Rob Johansson is with the USDA and says farmers who grew some smaller feed grains have really suffered.
Sorghum down almost 10% year over year, lowest on record. Oats down 7% year over year, lowest on record. And third lowest on record for barley. So some of those smaller feed grains are also facing a difficult situation. Of course, the big uncertainty for sorghum is whether or not we'll be able to sell to China or not. And so producers are still looking to that. Of course, I would point also at the pulse crops are also facing that uncertainty, and we're seeing those acreages come down for the most part, again, due to uncertainty about markets in countries like India that have been putting some import tariffs on the imports from the United States as well as other countries.
Here's what history tells us about trade wars. In the long run, a trade war costs jobs. It depresses economic growth for all countries involved. It also triggers inflation when tariffs increase the prices of imports. Meanwhile, a year into the tariff war between the U.S. and China, officials are finally signaling that a hard-negotiated deal to end the standoff is near. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington. For more information, look us up online at aginfo.net, or you can always like us on Facebook.